Before we go, you break the Buddy story today, and Sydney's finals campaign is now seriously under threat.
Good evening, Jared. Yeah, I don't think that's taking it too far at all. The suggestions today that Sydney are hopeful that it's only a minor hamstring, that's certainly not my information. Witnesses at the ground said he pulled up very sharply. He was going at full tilt. And there's a bit more to this story. We've since learned in the last few minutes that Buddy Franklin actually pulled up sore with his right hamstring a week ago Monday. That was their first session back. I'm told he had a scan. Sydney have refused to comment on that. He then didn't train on the Wednesday, had a light running session on Friday, another light running session this Monday. They tried to build him up, Jared, and it went snap. And there are fears that it's a pretty serious one at the age of 33. And given it's the same leg that he had knee surgery on earlier in the year, you would think that that would make him more susceptible. Let's hope it's a positive scan for him, Jared, but there's certainly some fears within Sydney that it's more serious than that.
Well, I guess the first thing they'll be finding out is whether it's a muscle belly or whether it's a tendon within the muscle belly. And if that's the case, then he will probably face surgery like Nick Riewoldt did. You're talking 8 to 10 weeks there.
Did Adam Treloar damage
Adam
the tendon?
Adam Treloar did, I think, two tendons.
On both, yeah.
I think one was operated on. I'm not sure about the other one. But this is obviously a serious setback for Sydney Swans and Buddy Franklin. No good for anybody, including the game that needs all the stars that we can muster.
Best case scenario, you would think, Jared,
six
that it's
weeks.
A 6-week hamstring. But